Idea Man.
Trivia, if it's historical and about founding of our country and things, I should do well because I was a history major.
Ooh. So innovative.
My son Max, he also is a history major, so is that the path to becoming a professional athlete?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
What I would say is I'm not sure how big Max is, but yes, okay. If you end up with a history degree, there's a good chance you'll play 11 years in the NFL.
All right, well.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Do you wonder if I asked him, Tausch?
I was just talking to Pancake, and I'm very curious, since you laid it out yesterday. Let's hear the quote from Ryan Braun on... If Vinny got to you, I'm guessing you didn't, but I might be wrong.
Ooh. I did ask him, and I struck a compromise based on our conversation yesterday of question was asked but not belabored. So we had addressed with Tausch. I went to the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony on Wednesday night. Ryan Braun, Brewers legend, is going into our hall, but is also now for the first time on the ballot for the MLB Hall. And I wondered aloud and sought counsel as to whether you keep bringing up the question about his suspension from baseball, the PEDs, the manner in which he handled all of that, and whether that's still a relevant question, given that it was long ago and he's been asked it a million times and answered it. So here's what I did, Tausch. I'll play this for you, and then I'll accept your review.
You're on the MLB Hall of Fame ballot for the first time this year. There are guys like you who have a suspension in their past, but they got Hall of Fame numbers. They've been on the outside looking in. What are your thoughts and reflections on that and your possibility of getting in the hall?
I mean, making it to the ballot is something that's far beyond anything I could have dreamed of as a kid. So just having an opportunity to have played the sport as long as I did, to have spent my whole career in Milwaukee, and to end up on the ballot is something that's a tremendous honor and I'm really grateful for.
I left it there, Tausch. I didn't follow up your review of how that was handled.
You know what? You gave Ryan an opportunity to kind of put what he wanted out there. And you, I think from a journalistic standpoint, kudos to you. I'm not shocked at the answer. I think it's the – Ryan Braun's a smart dude, man. I think he's been on on ESPN Milwaukee as well, kind of as part of the Yingling Legends series. He's not an idiot. And I think he realizes, of course, does he want to say, yes, I'd love to be in the Hall of Fame. I think my numbers – and my career deserved that. I'm sure that would be the road he'd want to go down. But I think he's smart to understand that this is where he's at. He's very, you know, I think every player, when you start playing Little League in high school, you would dream to have had the career Ryan Braun had and be in this position. But once you get there and you're an MVP, you want to be in the Hall of Fame. And he'd love to do that. But I thought he handled your question, I think, very professionally.
So if you were a politician or some high-profile person who is accountable to the people...
Different.
I think I would have gone back at him, Tausch, and sought more. Yeah, but you didn't answer the part about the suspension and how you handled that. I would have gone back in. But at what point when it's clear that he's not going there, and like I said, it's been asked and answered many times, that's why I decided to play it as I did.
I don't know. I mean, you guys interview politicians all the time. That sounded exactly like what politicians do. You can ask. This goes back to what coaches would always tell us as players. You can't control what the Wildes and the Billsteads and the Vetranos of the world ask. You control the answer, and they can follow up as much as they want. That doesn't mean you're not obligated to give them answers. You have to answer. If you're a politician, to your constituents, you have to answer. That's how this goes. So you can ask as many great questions as you want. And, you know, if you watch, you know, Tim Russert back in the old days on Meet the Press.
Great guy.
It's always telling, I think, if you could have brought video and slammed something that he had said in the past back to you, then that gets even a little bit more powerful. But I always just look at it when, you know, coaches and PR people would talk to you. You control the narrative. You don't control what you guys talk about and write, but I can control the narrative from my point of view. That's what Ryan Braun did, and that's typically what politicians do.
So that makes perfect sense, everything you just said. The one thing that caught my ear, and you mentioned it twice, that coaches we're telling you this. So after your session, when they're like, okay, here's the X over here, and okay, guys, and what I need to do with you, you guys, make sure you're running this way, Taj, when we're running that play. Okay, by the way, let's talk about the media now. Really? Like the line coach is giving you media?
No. Hey, it's not James Campen, but I'll say, if you don't think messaging, and because the media is the conduit to the fans, and when you get guys that get out of line and say things that other people have to then comment on, and, oh, God, we have to talk about this, it's foolish for head coaches to not educate their players on that stuff. I'm not interested in James Campen saying, well, make sure when Wilde asks you about that bootleg play, make sure you get into all these. No, that's not what it is. But when the Brett Favre saga is going on and that's all anybody's talking about, I like the fact that our organization would say, this is how we're messaging this.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing. Because if you got 100 people saying 100 different things, you don't have much of an organization.
Good talk. Stuff. Thanks, Tausch. Talk tomorrow.
Good talk, boys. Good talk.
7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.